In one of the ancient manuscripts of the Bible, the name given to the book of Chronicles means the things that were omitted. That gives you a clue as to the importance of the book of 1st and 2nd Chronicles. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of 1st Chronicles. They contain certain things that were omitted from the books of the 1st and 2nd Kings. There was good evidence to believe that Ezra was the man whom God used to write these books. The main purpose of these chronicles is clear from their content. It is to give correct genealogies, the rank and order of the priests and Levites, so that they could perform their duties in line with the instructions that God had given in His Word. Upon returning to their land after the captivity, it was important that the religious leaders begin their duties again in accordance with the will of God. It was also necessary to make clear the proper distribution of the land prior to the fall of Judah, so that the families could come back to their old homestead. There was another vital aspect of all this, to reestablish the temple worship required the giving of tithes. It was necessary for each family to be properly settled in order that they might be able to give the proper amount required. It was also necessary to know who was to perform which service in the temple. The Levites were to receive their living from the tithes of the people, and the amount they received depended on whether they were porters, singers, priests, and so on. Therefore, the Chronicles are more than just a dry list of names to be waded through when we read this book. It shows that God went to great lengths to ensure that everything was done properly, decently, and in order. The care for His people shines through these pages, and we catch a glimpse of the importance of the establishing the proper worship of God. It is obvious that to meet these requirements, the people must be in possession of accurate records. It was of prime importance that the people realize that the captivity, however horrible it was simply an interlude in their lives. Their great religious heritage was in no way jeopardized by their being carried into pagan lands. All things must now be restored, as it had been under the direction of God. They were to proceed with their destined role for which the Lord had chosen them. Although many find the book of 1 Chronicles rather dry reading, it has not been so with me. I have found great inspiration and instruction to my own life in the reading of this book. The initiative, courage, faith, and sacrificial spirit of David's men has challenged me time and again. To read of men who were trained, equipped, disciplined, and single-minded has given me guidance in my own pursuit of God. It has given me direction in preparation for His service. Time and again, God has spoken to me about things in my own life that needed straightening out, stopped altogether, or begun for His glory. Let me challenge you to look at the book of 1 Chronicles in this light. Read it on your knees, and by the help of the Spirit of God, apply its great message to your life.